Today's date is March 30th of 2009.
I'm Frederick Ford Drummond, age 77.
The year and date you were born?
July 13th, 1931.
Where are we right now?
John, this is the First National Bank of Pawhuska, Oklahoma. It's an old established bank, been here since year one.
The Drummond Ranch, where is that located?
There are lots of Drummonds. There's a misconception. My grandfather was an Indian trader, came in from Scotland in the early 80s and was looking for a place to go, went to Texas, lost what money he had, working his way back east. Got to St. Louis, ran into an Indian trader by the name of Charlie Skinner. Mr. Skinner said, well, come trade with me in the Osage. He was probably 18 or 19 years of age. He didn't know where the Osage was, but he needed a job or somewhere to go. So he wound up here in Osage County, probably one of the very early white men. Could have been the first three or four. So the Drummond Ranches, Frederick Drummond, that was his name. He had three boys and one daughter, and all the boys wound up all in the cattle business. My father was Fred Gittner Drummond. There was Roy Cecil Drummond, called R.C., another one called Jack Drummond, A.A., which were his initials, Alfred Alexander. The bedrock for the Drummond family was, of course, Grandfather Drummond. He married a young woman from Coffeyville, Kansas. She was a full-blood German, and there he was a full-blood Scot. He traded here early in Pawhuska and then went to Hominy and with two other men founded what they call the Hominy Trading Company. And that was the super Walmart of Osage County at that time. They had everything from groceries to ladies and gents furnishings, shoe department, hardware department, furniture department, groceries. They had everything that you needed to be a farmer or a rancher at that time. So, of course, ranching kind of began the history of the ranching business, though, with the trail drives from Texas where all the cattle after the Civil War were practically innumerable down there. The drivers would gather up cattle and drive them across Oklahoma to the railroad in Kansas, and then they would be shipped to the abattoirs back east, and that's where the early beef for the eastern part of the United States came from. Cattle drives came through Osage County, and they leased the lands from the various members of the Osage tribe. The grass here in Osage County was the tall grass prairie, which starts here and goes up through the center of Kansas. Very nutritious, great for grazing. Now, those cattle that came from Texas, they'd practically take all summer to get them up to the trains in Kansas, so they would graze the grasses en route across Oklahoma on their way to Kansas.
Was that a certain trail then?
Oh, there were no. The Chisholm Trail, of course, is a very famous trail, but that was more west of there. And there was never any particular trail that was here in Osage County because they were just scattered from one end of the area to the other. They came across the Cherokee's land and the Choctaws. The Chisholm Trail and some of those trails, they were specific trails where you could almost still see the wagon marks in the ground from where they went. But here they were just scattered over such a large area that stayed quite a while here.
Were you too young to remember your grandfather?
He died early, so I do not remember him. No, he died at age 49.
Wow.
A very young man. He had appendicitis, and if you had appendicitis or something like that, you died. If they operated on you, that was not a very good thing. That probably just made sure that you didn't live.
So then your grandmother carried on for many years.
My grandmother, and of course those three boys, were old enough that they were able to fill in and do things. The oldest boy, R.C. Drummond, was more the cowboy. My father, he was in the third business school class at Harvard. Went to Harvard to go to business school. After graduating from Oklahoma State when he was 16, and then when Grandfather Drummond died, he came home to run the trading company. R.C. Drummond, who was the oldest, became the cowboy. And then A.A., he got to the age he became a rancher too. You could lease the land from the Osages and buy cattle in Texas and bring them up here. Had to be cattle traders, really, so to speak. And my father wound up doing more of that later on, too. So there were three different Drummonds that were all involved in the ranching business and have various ranches here in Osage County.
Their own individual ranches.
All individual ranches and all independent. One of the unfortunate things is that we all get painted with the same brush, and some of them do a better job than others, and some claim each other and some don't. But families get bigger and larger, and it's difficult to keep ranches together. So some of them have come and some of them have gone. But still are several families that are still very involved in Osage County ranching.